Lundika, the Inspiring, Insight into the Future of Education. If you want to feed a person for a day, give them a potato. If you want to feed them for a season, show them how to plant spuds. If you want them and their children's children never to go hungry, teach how to teach. Recently, I had an opportunity to chat to future thinkers at the Cape Peninsula University of Technology. While I sat waiting for my turn to talk, I was approached by a student. This young man mentioned something I had written about and also planned to cover in my keynote talk. The risk of voter manipulation in the 2024 elections, a probable eventuality and something to prepare for. The most important focus for the election is that we need to vote with vision. And that means choosing people we can hold accountable rather than those we like. We need to get the youth to the voting stations. And this can only be done by setting an example and educating them on the importance of active participation in a democracy. The beautiful Lundika, whom I met in Durban, has R80,000 debt from her studies. It breaks my heart knowing the struggle to find a job, in spite of one's best efforts and self-investment. Considering and then selecting a career that increases the chances of employment in South Africa are steps disregarded and cause a lot of harm. Our youth have ample challenges, and knowing that one will probably remain unemployed even with a qualification and debt is demoralizing. Lundika's positive attitude and determination to succeed are inspiring. Unlike the tummy, the brain does not let us know when it is empty. Masiche Itapula. There are so many influences affecting our society both locally and internationally, all complexly woven together, making it impossible to summarize into an article. But try, I must. In the next 3 years, we are all going to be influenced by the basic income grant or subsidy. There will be an escalation in service delivery issues, especially related to water shortages. We need to prepare for at least a 40% increase to the cost of everything. Agonies will manifest in a variety of ways and influence every single one of our homes and businesses. There will be civil unrest. This will affect students, teachers, and families. Within a decade from now, climate change and the mitigating effects put in place will become obvious, and more people will realize that they have been ignoring the greatest threat to the future of our children. We will experience population migration of tens of hundreds of millions of people across the African continent, increased housing and infrastructure pressure on an already backlogged and buckled system. To exacerbate, employment numbers will surge, not only for the youth, but also for the currently employed. And the driving force on this double-sided blade will be new business and ways of doing business. Mining, transport, and manufacturing sectors will suffer greatly. Pertinent to the education fraternity will be greater than before student debt and even more qualified graduates without local job prospects. There will be an increased inequality divide for financial and social literacy and access to all things E. Some menaces are blatantly obvious like violence and substance abuse, and others elude our attention like mental wellness and bad E behavior. Are we in a crisis and doing enough in an expedited manner? We must observe, be honest with ourselves, and take action. I know that there are change champions in South Africa. I have met many of them. They are wonderful folks who give me hope that South Africa is going to be okay. The truth is, opportunities and avenues to pursue are boundless, and we can approach the future of education with an abundance of positive curiosity. Learning in the future will not be something we do for a predefined period of our life. It will be done throughout. Before we embark on a formal course in a skill set, there must be a mechanism in place for coaching and scenario planning to help guide which path to undertake. There must be facilitation into the job market. And in South Africa, we desperately need access to internships and an introduction to prospective employers. Projects like www.mbasane.co.za are imperative, and similar mechanisms need to be available within the walls of all educational institutions. Priority can be given to initiatives for collaboration and student teaching, student opportunities. There is tremendous scope for new areas of learning covering society healing through tackling racism and constructive attention to cultural diversity. These lessons help South Africans and offer new income avenues for institutions which can branch out into the corporate market. Offering education on ethical and sustainable business, what active citizenship is and the moving parts of the democracy, we can educate a better politician. We can look further into areas that might literally be infinite, like space exploration and all the magic, innovation, and excitement of this new frontier. Recently, creating a fuselage for a satellite out of wood was announced by China, a simple idea to save costs and reduce space debris. Would this be something South Africans could branch out into? We can harness technology to help with multiple languages, smart apps, free-to-use data services, and ensure we compete in an international market. Education of 2034 will not resemble what we have today. The student will have changed, and teachers, and the educational place will be undergoing a metamorphosis. The funding, marketing, and engagement models need to have their caterpillar to butterfly moment. The concept of education being a set period in our lives is over, and institutions must be the epicenter in preparing everyone of all ages and backgrounds for multiple careers and actively encouraging skill retention on our continent. The end.